Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, we heartily welcome you to the continued ministry of the precious Word of God. How I wonder how many of my radio listeners know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Many times I wonder to whom I may be speaking, and if you may know the salvation of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our present study in the Galatian Epistle has been very timely to set before us the only one ground of salvation declared in the great message of the gospel. When we use the phraseology, the gospel, the word means it is a message of good news, and that it brings to all who will hear it the offer of eternal life through faith and by God's grace. For thank God, the gospel is a message originating from the heart of God, coming to us through the person and by the work of His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God seeking, when it is thus preached, to convict the hearer of the need of salvation and the conviction of their sins, that they may turn to the Savior by faith and believe that He bore their sins upon the cross of Calvary in His blessed holy body, and He bore those sins alone. When we look at the letters of the Galatians, we are well aware that the great Apostle Paul was greatly shaken when he learned that his Galatian convert had been led astray from the truth of the gospel. There had come into their midst many false brethren who clouded the simplicity and the superiority of the gospel message by introducing legalistic teaching that was contrary to God's way of salvation. May I say very earnestly, there are many different messages today that are being preached which cloud the simplicity and the purity and the truth of the gospel. For the devil is just as effective today, blinding the hearts and minds of many precious souls to what is God's way of salvation. For if there is one important negative fact which needs to be hammered home to the conscience and to the heart of any human person, it is this: you cannot work for salvation. You cannot even work for it after you have trusted Christ as your Savior. It is a pure gift of God. There are many occasions in my experience when witnessing and asking if a person may be saved, if they are Christians, if they are going to heaven. And now many times the answer has been given to me in this way: I'm working at it. My beloved, may I say, you can work all the days of your life and try to merit heaven, and you'll never do it. Now I want to be very clear that Paul says, as we have read in Galatians 3, and we wish to read the 9th verse again, that it is only on the ground of faith in the finished work of Christ that you and I can have our salvation. For Paul writes, "So then, they which be of faith," not of works, "but they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." We have noted that Abraham believed God, and it was his faith in the promise that God gave that God counted that faith his righteousness and his acceptance before a holy God. Now you and I have been asked in the preaching of the gospel, we are told to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, that He was buried and that He rose again the third day, according to the scripture. This is the gospel, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, as he declared it, by which ye are saved. Now, my beloved, I wish to make it clear. There is no other way of salvation. Now, I am confident and I am fully aware that in so preaching a clear message of simplicity that indicates and emphasizes salvation is not of works, but entirely and alone by faith, I am aware of criticism because of so preaching. Many years ago, I was personally accused by such a man who belonged and was teaching what I believe was a false teaching. And I know it was. And he accused me when I preached and when I witnessed to him of the salvation that I found only in Christ and his finished work. Very angrily, he said to me, "You don't believe in works." I looked at him and said, "I do believe in works, but not for salvation, but after salvation." Now, lest any of my hearers who have been listening to these messages obtain the wrong impression, let me firmly state that when a person is saved, when a person is born again, when a person by faith accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, then the life of good works must begin and follow. And it will prove when they follow that salvation is real. James says, "Show me thy faith, I'll show you my faith by my works. For without works, faith is dead." Now, what James is meaning, that unless you show the reality of your faith by your works, James says, your faith isn't worth anything. It's nothing but a dead thing. But I say very frankly from the Word of God, that when one is truly born again, and faith in the Lord Jesus has begun and been manifested, then works will properly follow. The words of a poet have expressed it in these words that I like. "I cannot work my soul to save, for this my Lord has done, but I will work and should work like any slave, in love for God's dear Son." Now let me repeat. Now this is the lesson that Paul was trying to put over to the Galatians, and let me repeat it. That first of all, we must be saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished atoning work upon the cross of Calvary. Now let me add very carefully and clearly. Though I have trusted, and I go back in my own memory, over 60 years ago, when I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I knelt confessing my sinfulness. I acknowledged the worthiness of being given the eternal punishment of hell. I acknowledged my conviction before God. And I cried out that he would save me, confessing I believe the Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. That very moment, God's peace entered into my soul. That very moment, my sins were forgiven. That very moment, my load of guilt was gone. How was it removed? How did my sins come to be forgiven? Beloved, look, I knelt before God as a bankrupt, hell-deserving sinner. But I put my complete trust and confidence and faith in the work that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did upon the cross of Calvary to save me. Now, let me point out to you, nothing that I have done since that night over 60 years ago has merited my salvation. Thank God, to some degree, I have had the joy of living for my Savior and preaching and teaching his precious word during that whole period. But what I have done since I trusted my Savior has not merited my salvation at all. Again, let me repeat. We are not saved by works, whether before we trust the Savior or whether after we have trusted the Savior. May I say again, I cannot work my soul to save, for this my Lord has done. But I will work like any slave in love for God's dear Son. Now, in closing this section of God's Word from Galatians 3, I want to once more refer to Paul's words, and I read them again in verses 8 and 9 of Galatians 3, that we may realize the summation of Paul's theological argument, if we may so call it, as he has given to us the example of Abraham, who was justified by faith. And in conclusion to this specific reference, he now states again, and the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. Justify the heathen through faith. Preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now I want to ask you a question. I hope you get the sense of it. Could you call and can you call yourself a child of Abraham? Now, I don't mean by earthly lineage. I do not mean by earthly succession, as a Jewish person could possibly do. But are you one of Abraham's children, that in like manner you have heard the message of salvation that God has given through the death of his Son to save your soul, and by faith you have accepted it? If you have, you belong to the children of Abraham by faith. With these words, Paul closes this part of his subject, proving that the blessing of salvation depends upon faith alone, and not upon the works of the law, not upon circumcision. Paul virtually says that God's blessing upon Abraham depended upon faith alone, and to the Galatians he declares, your blessing depends upon faith too. Then why be so foolish to place yourselves under the law? My radio friends, do you believe the Lord Jesus bore your sins upon the cross? Do you trust him? If not, do it today. Father, bless thy word. In the Savior's name is our prayer. Amen.